me. I'm just an ordinary guy, while being a child, my mother bought me a book, Principles of Operating Systems. The story how I got it is very long. It's a book from 60s, written by Per Brig Hansen. So instead of Little Prince, I've been reading about ancient principles of operating systems. Then, in 1999, I spotted an article called QNX Operating System on a Single Floppy, which was my first contact with microkernels. But unfortunately, back then, I wasn't amused by the fact it's a microkernel. I've been amused by the fact that it runs from a single floppy. Then I started my software developer career and roamed from an industry to industry and ended up in automotive, where I got into contact with hard embedded. And what I've seen there wasn't very amusing, because the general status of hard embedded, of low power embedded, is very poor regarding the cybersecurity. A bulk of popular operating systems are running entirely unprotected. And while some of them offer some solution to get memory protection running, even their own documentation states it's complicated. Like, if you wanted to separate two user space processes in Zephyr, it's like 150 lines of code or something like that. So, and in general, developers avoid it. So my question was, is it possible to come up with a way to bring memory protection to microcontrollers in a way which will be simple to use and still be usable for real-world use cases? And for this to happen, I came up with one concept. If you want memory protection, you have to have some way to isolate processes, things apart. So I retrofitted the concept of process. It's nothing new for general microkernel or operating system community, but it's almost non-existent in terms in the realms of, let's say, Zephyr, FreeRTOS, and so. And the way I did it was that I statically mapped parts of process onto memory protection unit regions. The reason why I did it statically is that any other way of mapping, which would be dynamic, would compromise real-time properties. Because the very last thing you want to happen when you are serving, let's say, motor control routine, is to have a page fault. And another factor is that this is trivial to do in a fully automatic way. For example, here, one process is considered everything which goes into one static library. So as a developer doesn't have to do anything. You simply think of it, one library equals one process. Simple, well-defined. It cannot communicate with each other. You could say, okay, let's use kernel for that purpose. Here's the problem. Microcontrollers only have memory protection units, and these make sharing memory, which you need for implementing syscalls, an incredibly hard task. You almost can't share memory. You can't do copy and write or anything like that. So this also kind of prevents message passing and message passing based microkernels. So I had to come up with some other primitive to allow any communication at all. And this primitive is remote procedure calling. Why? The way how CMRX implements remote procedure calling is that when client thread performs remote procedure call, the thread itself is migrated into server process with its access to the client process memory. This avoids problem of sharing memory because the thread still has access to its original memory. So you can execute server routines on top of client memory. Another characteristic here is that this RPC mechanism is object-oriented. So you are not calling functions directly. Rather, you are referring to method within interface, which can be supplied by third party. And server implements these methods. It turns out that all this